Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home over Bull Shoals Lake near Branson, Missouri. Today our guest is Dr. Gary Wood, and he's giving us a witness of the title of his book, A Place Called Heaven. Jesus said in John chapter 14, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." And Gary has gone to the place Jesus has prepared for us, and he's going to give us a witness of that city. You know, it says that Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. God is the builder. He is the maker of this city. And Gary, you described yesterday, they can go on archives and listen to how you approach the city. You're coming up a green hill with magnificent grass and trees and a paradise. But you look, did you suddenly see the city, or your attention was drawn to it?
No, it was there as I came up on, you know, as the cloud opened. The angels carried me up, two on each side, and two in the front leading, and two in the back. And as they approached, and I need to say, they were singing. I forgot to say that. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and power, wisdom and honor and dominion be given unto thee forever, O Lord. Amen and amen.
Did they sing that all the way while they took you?
All the way. All the way. It was just reverberating.
Give us those words again.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and power, wisdom and dominion be given unto thee forever, O Lord. Amen and amen.
And they sung that, Carrie.
The whole time. Many times that's all. I'll just sing that over and over when I'm worshiping the Lord.
Oh, yes.
That's what I heard them sing.
Yes.
The first time I ever heard the little chorus, "He is Lord," was in heaven. I'll describe about that in a moment and what the Lord reflected. But
so the angels carry you.
The angels carry me.
And then they put you down and let you walk, evidently.
They brought me to the bottom of a green grassy hill, which I'm at, and you're just there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they just set you down and you just are there. I begin to walk, and as I begin to walk upwards, the grass came all the way through my feet.
Mm-hmm.
There was diamonds. I want to say a certified scientist came up to me and he told me that they put this information into a computer and discovered it would take seven of this world's accumulative wealth just to garnish one of the foundational stones of this place called heaven. And so I'm looking, I see the 12 foundations, the bottom of it being pure solid diamonds, and I see the gates of pure solid pearl. They're 300 miles in width.
Now, the gate?
Just the gate, each gate.
Whoa.
And each one has the name of a 12 tribe of Israel. So there's an angel standing. Now these angels that I saw, Sister Billy, I never saw an angel that I've seen in my experience that's less than 40 feet tall. Now, many times it would be the magnitude of 70 feet tall. This angel standing in front was very masculine, had gold spun hair, had a drawn sword. You weren't just going to go in there without the right credentials. And I had them because as a six-year-old boy, I had heard the good news, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I was adopted into a natural family, taken out of a family that was abusive, adopted. And then I learned about the adoption process to come into God's family. And I heard the good news, received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. So I had access to go into the city. Now I saw this angel standing, and he was communicating with an angel inside the city. He's outside the wall. Inside the wall. And this angel has a set of books. Now the
Which Bible, angel?
The inside.
Inside.
Inside. The angel inside. The Bible says that the moment you're born to the moment you die, there's a recording in what the Bible calls, it just simply says, the books. Every thought, every deed, every intent.
The book
report,
of life.
Yes. And when you get
someone comes alive,
they
get
in again,
there.
You get written in there. And but so
actually before. Actually the book before, of life is written when any man comes into life.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This is the one just for life. Just coming into life.
The book
life.
Of life. Yeah, there are books.
Books. And then when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, your name is transferred from what the Bible calls the books into, which is the book of life, as you explained, to the Lamb's book of life. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll explain that in a moment. I saw it. I actually saw it happen, and I'll talk about it in just a minute.
Yeah, do that, please.
But what I witnessed was these two angels exchanged some kind of communication, and I was allowed in. And I have to stress that I was allowed in because I'd received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I made provision for that before I died. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Jesus said on one occasion to a man, ye must be born again. So the most important decision anyone can ever make, any decision, is the decision to be sure you're ready to go to heaven. Because your heart beats 100,000 plus times every single minute. And all it has to do is stop beating once, and you're in eternity. So eternity weighs in the balance. And I had made the right choice. I'd made the right decision. I enter into the city.
Did one angel say to the other, let him come in, or anything like
it
that?
It had to be that. I didn't understand it.
You didn't understand that communication.
Yes, ma'am.
But it transpired, and then you were allowed in.
I just went into the city. I was just like I just passed through.
Mm-hmm.
I go down a corridor, is the only way I know, just like a walkway, and I go down. And it was like, and let me say this, when I was going up to heaven and the angels were carrying me up to heaven, it was like being in an airport. You've seen those little walkways and how they move. Well, when I went into heaven, it was like that. It was just moving very quickly.
Like an automated walkway.
That's the best way. I mean, that's how I know how to describe it. But you just kind of float. Mm-hmm. You're floating very gracefully. And I came in contact with my best friend in high school.
Did he meet you right there at the gate?
Just instantly. When you die, there is a word that goes forth from somebody, a friend, a relative, someone that knows you, or is assigned specifically, and they meet you.
Okay.
They are there. There's a great celebration that takes place.
I've heard that from others who
there's
went.
There's an announcement that you're on the way.
Mm-hmm.
When you die on the earth, there's an announcement. And so imagine Oral Roberts. Imagine.
Oh, yes.
Well, I heard about Kenneth Hagin's funeral. I heard a policeman say, what in the world's going on here? That he wasn't even aware of who he was. And anyway, so many people came. So, but just imagine how it must have been in heaven of all that he had touched. And that's what I witnessed.
You were met by one. Did they also have a celebration for you?
Oh, yes. It was just like welcome home. You know, it's just like a party and it's excitement that's going on. And so, I ran into the arms of my friend, my best friend.
You were so glad to see him
because
he had died.
He had died a tragic accident where his head had been cut off.
In an automobile?
In an automobile accident. And it was so bad that it decapitated him.
Uh-huh.
And so they couldn't even open the casket.
Yeah.
And I saw him. And I knew him. And he looked so young, so vibrant. Everyone was youthful and vibrant.
His name, by the way?
John.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always tell the young people, in heaven, there's no pimples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a complete complexion, you know. So my friend begins then, after we exchanged the screen, just had a wonderful time.
He hugged you and you hugged him, could you like feel the hug?
We went all the way through each other.
Oh, you went through each other.
Yes, ma'am. We went just through each other.
Mm.
Now, I knew the body. I could see the body, and he could see and experience. But when we hugged, there's a different level of intimacy in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the light and the peace of those two redeemed.
Gary is clasping his hands together.
Yes, ma'am.
One hand to the other, and the fingers, of course, of each hand grab the other.
And you just become one on mm-hmm. then. You just become uh-huh. one. And so we had a wonderful time, and then he told me he had been sent to take me on assignment.
He was a sent one.
He was a sent one. And that was his position. And so he began to take me on a tour. And the first place he took me was to a library. And we went into this library.
It's a big building?
Humongous.
And it has books or scrolls?
Scrolls.
And they're like on shelves?
On shelves. And you take them off because God has learning available to us beyond the dimension of what we have learned here on the earth.
Oh, thank God.
And then when we get to heaven, we're going to see things that we don't understand. Sometimes people get and they'll try to, they'll say, well, I see this way in the Word, and mm-hmm. I see this way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just have to decide, well, we'll just choose to disagree, mm-hmm. but let's remain in love, you know. But then it's, of course, the basis of getting to heaven, of course, is Jesus and mm-hmm. his blood. But when you get there, all those questions that you thought were so important and our opinion that we, staked everything on to, it just kind of vanishes. It's not quite that important. But if you want to know the answer, you suddenly get to know that answer. And then there's more. What I saw in these books, and this is things that God still is trying to open up and get me to share, and I feel it's coming in the days ahead. But I read things in those books that are going to be for still in this latter time.
But they'll be before the rapture.
Before the rapture. Mm-hmm. And I saw these things. Imagine you're going to go to a service, just like a prayer mountain, where we have a wonderful time in Autumn Assembly. But just think, the teacher's not going to be Billy Brim. The teacher's going to be Abraham.
You're talking about heaven now.
I'm talking about heaven. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to give it'd be Abraham. Uh-huh. And Abraham sitting there talking about faith. Mm-hmm. Daniel talking about how the lions' mm-hmm. mouths were shut. Moses saying, well, look, let's just go back. If we've got all this technology that we have today, God has far more. So why can't he just push a reset button? And I saw it. I actually saw it.
Did you see a reset button like a...
Like the Red Sea. I saw it. I saw.
Were you in the library when you saw it?
In the library.
But you saw the reenactment of the parting
it,
of the
it,
sea.
It was the actual parting of the sea. But it was, I mean...
You saw Moses?
Absolutely. It looked like a reenactment.
What did he look like?
Magnificent, tall.
He's tall.
Man, I would say at least 6'2", and beautiful white flowing hair and a white flowing beard. Very stately uh-huh. appearance, and his staff, and he lifted up, and I saw that massive water roll back.
Oh, all in the library.
And this is all in the library.
Praise God.
This is all in the library.
We'll come back to the library tomorrow when we get back.
There's even more that I can share.
And Gary has a book, A Place Called Heaven, that you can get from us or him. Post Office Box 1649, Sugar Land, Texas, 77487. We'll be here tomorrow. Shalom.